Hallelujah. Everybody in the house tonight shout yes. Can I get somebody in the house to sound yes? Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to say hallelujah? Can I get somebody to say hallelujah? Praise the Lord. Can I get somebody to step out of their comfort zone tonight and obey the Lord? Praise God. I'm happy to report that if you came to have church tonight, that you can have as much church as you want to, as much as you'll let yourself go. God will pour it out in your life. Paul stood before King Agrippa in a little bit of a bind because he was protesting his case and defending his own life and what was to come. And the one statement that he made that was profound against everything that we're normally used to feeling and saying for ourselves, well, I can't do it, or I'm not able, or somebody said that I can't, or I just don't feel like it tonight. The one thing that he said that stood out, that was the God that was rising up in him, he said, King Agrippa, I think myself happy. I think myself happy. Consider what me tonight, you may not feel joy in your spirit, but if you will think upon the good things of God, you will step into something that you maybe didn't feel when you came in the door. You'll walk into something that'll bless you going out and coming in. It'll be the strength you need on Monday morning. It'll be that strength you need tonight. It'll be with you on the way home. Can I get somebody to give me a witness in here tonight? Don't you know every time that you think about the goodness of God that is with you, every time that we've been low, all of a sudden there's a hand that comes by and says, brother and sister, get on up tonight. There's hope for you. Church, sometimes you just got to think yourself happy. Sometimes you just got to think yourself happy. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you just got to think yourself happy. Sometimes you've got to press. Sometimes you got to press past your feelings. You know, when we dwell in our feelings, the enemy wins the battle. Every time that we dwell in how we feel bad, the enemy wins the battle. God's greatest opportunity for glory is in the middle of your chaos. Glory to God. God's greatest chance to shine in you is when you're in a lowly place, when you're low and in need. Greatest opportunity for God to bless you. As we worship tonight, take that chance. Take that chance. Take that leap of faith. Take a risk for your own life. For when we step out in faith, God is surely there. I feel that with all that's in me. Somebody in here tonight needs that touch. And I just want to remind you how the altar's open. And if you just ran to his altar, he would surely touch your heart. If you would just open up your mind and let God give you peace. You don't have to walk back out the doors the same way that you came in. I don't care what it is that the enemy's put on you. If you will give it to God, you'll go out with a peace that you could have never bought anywhere. That you could have found through your friend. That you could have found through your loved one. You'll find a peace that will keep you through all of what you're going through. Worship isn't just to lift our hands, and worship isn't just to make a sound, but it is the opportunity for God to rise out of your brokenness, to present something living in you, that when somebody else sees something alive in your heart, that they will grab hold of it through the agreement of the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden you get somebody next to you, and you're able to lift them up because of the Jesus that's inside of you. Grab somebody's hand tonight. Get a hold of somebody and say, you know, God is with you. Hallelujah. Just pray in faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, that God will certainly move for you. Hallelujah. Close your eyes if you have to, but take a risk in the Lord, and I guarantee you this, he will be there in this chaos. He will bring you out. There is nothing that we live in that God will not make a way of escape. Come on, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just lift up your voice. That's what worship is. It's saying, God, I'm broken and my life is a mess, but in spite of it all, to you be the glory. Take me, oh God, and change me. David said, cleanse me. He said, make me new. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to mess up a good service tonight, but sometimes God wants to mess up everything around us so that we'll open our eyes and realize that there is a better way. There is a higher road to take. There is a better way to live. There are better decisions to be made out in this world. How do we find out what it is that we must do? By entering into worship, our hearts become broken. As our hearts become broken, the Word of God then descends upon our life. We then not only become hearers of the Word, but we become doers of the Word. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. You begin to do things that are outside of what's normal for you, and you'll begin to praise God in a way you never would have before. Because when you get desperate enough, and I'm desperate tonight, when you get desperate enough, you'll crawl to the altar of God. You'll shout to the top of your lungs. You'll lift your hands as high as you can get them. You'll run as quick as you could. Like the blind man, you may just be able to say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. If that's all you can do tonight, step out of the comfort zone. Don't care who's around you, and release the anointing of God.